The behavioral science professor and happiness expert Paul Dolan says that people who tend to be the happiest and the healthiest overall are women who are single and have no children.
Let's go to Sarah. Sarah, do you consider yourself happy or not?
I do consider myself happy right now.
Okay. Are you married, single, and do you have kids?
I am married, and I have two children. And one has a one in a million rare genetic disorder that 2,500 kids have been diagnosed in the world with.
That's it?
And
wow.
Wow, yeah.
Yes.
What is it?
It's called alternating hemiplegia of childhood.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
It means, the actual name means that half of the body goes paralyzed.
Oh,
good gosh.
In her case, that's not, it's like her whole body goes paralyzed, like sometimes. So she's about to turn four. She's nonverbal and she's just starting to walk. But I would say, you were talking about where are all the miserable people for the last 4 years. It probably has been a little miserable. But I would say over the last month or two, I'm happy. So just wanted to call AML and give kind of a different perspective that I think happiness comes in waves. So
that's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for you that you know, that's a lot on your plate and that you can have a different state of mind and be happy. Hopefully that continues.
Yes, thank you so much. And thank y'all for your morning show. We listen to y'all in the morning.
Thank
I also
you.
Have a 5-year-old, so.
Well, Sarah, you're very sweet.
And, thank you so much.
Blessed, you know, blessings coming your way, hopefully.
And all that's right. That is the truth. Happiness comes in waves.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know one single person at all who's happy every single day of their lives. Truly, genuinely
general,
happy.
Kate.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
happiness comes in waves.
It does. Like, usually after I get my tax return, I'm like happy for a couple weeks.
Then you spend it on a television and then you're unhappy.
Like, you're like, dang it, why'd I do that again?
But it is totally normal to feel the ups and downs.
Absolutely. Justin, are you happy?
I am happy.
All right, married, single, kids?
I'm divorced. I have 5 kids.
Oof. Wow.
But very happy.
Okay.
I'm at a point in my life where, honestly, all I have to worry about is my kids and myself, and that's it.
That's a lot.
You know, when you... Yeah, when you have kids, you know, especially as many as I do, basketball team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's hard to cycle through, especially after separation and divorce, you know. There's not a lot of single people out there that want to date somebody that are cool coming in second.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for me it's I protect my peace. I protect my kids, I protect my peace and I stay happy.
Good for you. That's
excellent.
Easier said than done. Sorry. That's I give you kudos for that. Oh, let's go to AML Josh. Josh, are you happy?
Oh, boy.
Don't get defensive right away.
There we go.
Don't get defensive. Hi, Josh. You there?
Okay, hang up on
AML Josh. Huh.
Can you hear me?
There you go.
You can, yeah. Are you happy?
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
As far as I am concerned, I would probably say that I'm not happy. I feel that there's context that needs to be given to happiness. It's a fleeting feeling. I think you can feel happy at times, but I think overall happiness is just a fleeting moment. I think that's where the difference comes in is I think one can be content with their life,
mm-hmm.
As opposed to being happy all the time. And I do believe that there's happy people in this world who are just naturally giddy and happy. I have a few friends like that. And, you know, that's fine, but I also think that it's an innate trait as opposed to something that you feel long-term. And the other thing I know, like Jared and Katie said it this morning, is like at this moment in life, I think there's something to be said about as we get older, we start realizing our own life. You know, I mean, in your 40s, you're technically middle age. So the reality of the end starts to kind of kick in. And I know that's very somber, but at the same time, my kids are grown and I'm about to be an empty nester here pretty soon. So like, you know, your entire life is dedicated to making sure that your kids are taken care of, that they have what they need, that they are, that your kids are happy, that, you know, you are doing things to give them the best life. And then when they get towards adulthood and they start, you know, they're on their own and they're self-sufficient in the most part, you lose that focus that you had for, you know, X number of years. in your life. And so you're having to find yourself again, right? Mm-hmm. You're trying to figure out what brings, where's that joy? Because the joy that you had with those kids, to see them grow, to see them get good grades, to see them win in sporting events and do these things and go to dances and whatnot, it flees, you know, it leaves your life. And you tend to kind of get wrapped up into that. So I think that a lot of times our happiness that we think that we're happy with isn't technically, we're not happy with ourselves. We're happy because we feel fulfilled with all the things that we're doing around us. And I think as we get older and things start slowing down a little bit more, we start hitting that ceiling in our careers and whatnot. There's no other validation, right, that is left for us. It's harder to find that validation in our life.
Yeah,
that's true. So I think that's so true.
After Josh's comments just now, I'm going to change mine for being miserable now because you just gave me the most anxiety ever.
Maybe those were just things you were thinking about. Yeah.
Gosh.
And Jason, I'm going to give you a compliment because I know you were reading that list earlier, is that I would probably say, Jason, that you need to put on that list that you're very consistent because you haven't changed over 7 years. So consistency is definitely
more than seven.
There you go. Hey.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, look at that.
There you go.
Personality trait.
But but as far as happiness is concerned, I think that when you ask someone, are they happy? I think context needs to be given because I think there's a lot. I think human emotions and human feelings are very complex, and I don't think you can actually capture a human emotion from a group or a poll study for a fleeting feeling or emotion. So
totally agree.
I would probably say that overall, I'm probably not happy. I would say I'm content and I love my life and I'm very blessed and grateful for what I have. But I think to say that you're happy at any given moment is very difficult to say for most people, especially when it's 8:30 and you're, you know, going to work on a Tuesday or whatever the case may be. For in your case, you're getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Nobody's going to be happy at 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever time you get up.
Yeah, true. Well said.
Well said, Josh. Mm-hmm. I agree. And when I get in my 40s, I'll see if I agree with you even more.
Yeah, I was like, let's hold off on that because I'm like, we're not there yet.
You're like in our late 20s, right. But whatever.
That is the least offensive call I think Josh has ever called in.
And you were just armed and ready.
He said consistent was a backhanded compliment, really, because the list wasn't very good. But
a compliment is a compliment, as you like to say.
That right.
It was a compliment.
Sometimes the way when Josh calls in and what he sends me on social media, I know he's not happy.
All right. Oh, had to get it in there. Had to work it in. Does that make you feel happy when you do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So find it fascinating. Again, the survey is suggesting that single women without kids, and I'm assuming probably never married, that's what it sounds like, are the happiest and healthiest of any group. And then it goes downhill for everyone else.